Hello, guys. So, welcome to the first episode of Not So Tiny Dancer. I'm Shiloh.
I'm Abby.
And we're both dancers. I'm 12, and she's 12, too.
Yeah, we dance at the Dance Center of Kirkwood.
Don't tell them where we dance. Whatever. Anyways, but we trust that you guys aren't going to come and stalk us or whatever. So, we both really like dance. I'm on my 9th year of dance.
I'm on my 8.5 year. It's confusing. I danced somewhere else when I was younger.
So technically speaking, I also did that. I danced a year at another studio here in Kirkwood, so I'm pretty much on my 10th year, but next year will be my 10th year at the dance at where we usually dance.
Yeah.
All right. So me and her, this is kind of just like an intro. It's only going to be a couple minutes long. But me and her both really, like we said earlier, love dance.
Right. We also do things in our free time also. We're not just danceholics.
I mean, what free time?
And I play cello also.
Mm-hmm. I do a lot of things. I play the piano. I'm in musical theater. I sing. I act. I play the oboe. And the ukulele.
Yeah.
And I write songs.
Fun.
So today, we're just going to kind of talk about... Let's talk about quarantine and dance.
Okay.
So, this quarantine has been super weird for us with whenever it comes to dancing, I feel like.
Yeah, we do. So Shiloh and I dance 3 times a week.
3? No, we dance 4.
We usually dance 4, but during quarantine, we've had 3 Zooms a week just for dance. And it's been hard because dancing in your living room or your bedroom is very difficult.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's harder to pay attention in class. Because yeah. Where we dance, we're not the largest studio in the world. We're not Abby Lee Dance Company. So we are always right next to each other. Like, everybody's always hugging somebody else.
Right, we're always lifting each other, or, like, we're getting in trouble for, like, running into a door because we're chasing each other or something.
Yeah, a lot. We chase a lot of people on our dance studio. But, like, from our age up, everybody knows each other.
Yeah, we all know each other's names. We all text each other. Yeah. We FaceTime all the time.
And it's super weird not being, like, right there all the time. Because even whenever we still had dance and we hadn't seen each other in, like, 2 days, or we haven't seen each other in a week, the second we come back, everybody always runs up and hugs each other and gets super excited when somebody else comes.
Right, yeah. We always wait in, like, so we have hallways at our studio, and so we always wait in the hall and just wait for somebody to walk in the door. And it doesn't even matter if they're in our class or not. We always say hello or hug them or something.
Mm-hmm. Like, we all know each other. It's fine. Unless you're, like, a 3-year-old, then we don't know you. You're new here. You're not part of the comm squad. Me and Abby both also competitively dance.
Yes.
I've been competitively dancing for as long as I could, so that's 2 years. She started this year.
Yeah. Yeah, because we can only start competitively dancing at our studio, so our studio is not competitive at all. We are a everybody's family, we all deserve to win type of studio.
Yeah.
And so
we don't do, like, hip-hop or anything also. We don't do any, right. Like, no.
So we were allowed to start last year, the rule was, we were allowed to start when we were 10, but then it changed this year where we could start when we were 8. So we had the choice to start last year, or we could just not do it at all, but yeah.
I started last year because I'm generally pretty committed, Abby is too, but she couldn't do summer classes last year, so I did it, and my team was probably my favorite dance that I've ever done. It was to the song You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. And it was a 4-minute high-energy, non-stop going jazz dance.
Mm-hmm. I did the same dance, but not competitively.
Yeah.
Younger.
Her dance was more like her studio. Our dance was more tricks. Than... Yeah. fun. But it was hard.
It was fun, though.
Yeah. I remember coming back to school after one of those classes because I had done them. We did this for like a year, and we were so in shape. Oh, my gosh. And I remember coming back to school after a class that weekend, and my friend was just like, Shiloh, have you gotten skinnier? And I was like, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's talk a bit more about ourselves.
Okay. Well, I have two pets. I have a dog named Hank and a cat named Loki. I have a fish named Damon from, if you've seen the Vampire Diaries, he's like my favorite character ever. That's who my fish is named after.
That's also another thing Abby does. Abby nonstop watches like certain Netflix series or other series. Like she watches Vampire Diaries all the time. She's always watching Riverdale, Grey's Anatomy. It's crazy.
Yeah. They're my favorite shows, so.
Whatever. But, yeah. Which one of us is more of, like, the extrovert? You are. You're definitely more of the extrovert.
Yeah.
I'm kind of... She doesn't seem like it in this setting, but I'm alone right now, so...
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how we're going to wrap up today's episode. There'll be more coming. We're going to film these, like, every week to every other week, okay? We'll be fine. It's okay. But, so, bye, guys. We'll see you next week, talking about a longer episode and more stuff.
All right, bye.